It was a lesson that there comes a time in life when every man must stand up for the things he believes in. There comes a time when one must quit worrying about offending others, when one must cease being indifferent and unflinchingly move forward to accomplish that which is right. In the year 1775, a group of Americans determined the course of right and had the courage to accomplish it. Many were afraid they had nothing to gain and everything to lose by starting a war with England. Perhaps they were right. They had everything to lose, the king's favor. And they had nothing to gain but heartbreak, sacrifice, and independence. But these men had the courage to fall out of favor with the king in exchange for the opportunity to think and act as they had a right to think and act. And so I ask that we, like those who have gone before us, will have the courage to take the opportunity when it presents itself. We do not know where in life we may meet our opportunities. They may come on a battlefield. Perhaps they may come when we are in a position of great importance in our community. They may come in a business deal. They may even come in defending one's religion or his freedom to think. And so this night, I ask of the world, give us opportunity. Give us the wisdom and intelligence to know a good opportunity when we meet it. And once having recognized that opportunity, give us the courage to meet it bravely and proudly. It is to be hoped that the class of 1953 will bear in mind the words of the educator, and having once figured out what they want in life, will be willing to pay the price to achieve it. As a graduating boy looks at his world, I would like to leave one thought with him by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. Lean on thyself until thy strength is tried. Then ask God's help. It will not be denied. Use thine own sight to see the way to go. When darkness falls, ask God the path to show. Think for thyself and reason out thy plan. God has his work and thou hast thine. Exert thy will and use for self-control. God gave thee jurisdiction of thy soul. All thine immortal powers bring into play. Think, act, strive, reason, and look up and pray.